6. That is how many more games the Augustana men's basketball team will need to win in a row for a national championship. And it all starts tonight when the Vikings host Aurora University in the opening round of the NCAA Division III tournament. Augustana head coach Gray Giovanni and senior point guard Nolan Ebel joined me in the studios to talk about the tournament, the season as a whole, and the fan base. So, Coach G, you've had a couple days to study the Aurora University Spartans, to do some opposition research, if you will. What should Augie fans know about Aurora before they head to the Carver Center tonight?
It's a team that's won 7 games in a row and is just playing terrific basketball. They won their conference tournament. What they do really well is transition. They get the ball up the floor quickly, and they look to shoot threes. They shoot almost 30 three-point shots a game, so they can really score quickly.
And without giving too much away, because I want Augie to win, I'm an alum, what's the game plan for tonight?
The key is to eliminate, you know, their strength, to not let them get easy looks in transition and to really get out and do a great job defending that three-point line.
Now, Nolan, you guys have had a great year. Of course, the season's not over, but the team racked up 23 wins and only 2 losses over the course of the regular season. And you guys as a whole are shooting about 50% from the field, which is awesome. But aside from the statistics side of things, win-loss record, shooting percentage, et cetera, how would you describe the season so far? What's the storyline?
Well, we have a really veteran group, a lot of guys who have played a lot of big minutes and big games, so we've been through a lot together. We're a really close team on the court, as you can tell. We are connect with each other a lot, and then off the court also we're really close. So team chemistry is really high. We're a really gritty group. We're not going to back down from anyone, and regardless of the situation, you know, we're going to keep fighting and keep playing through.
And when I was researching statistics, I came across a very interesting figure. It was something I didn't even know the athletic department tracks: fan attendance. The team averaged about 1,100 fans at each of your home games, which, as it turns out, is nearly twice the number of opposing fans at your games on the road. So what does it mean to you guys to have this kind of strong showing of hometown support?
For me, coming from Denver, Colorado, it means the world. You know, just to have all the support and messages and, you know, going out to eat and people pull you aside and just tell you, you know, they're supporting you and the team. So it means a lot to, you know, the guys on the team, and definitely in game situations when the crowd gets going and Micah Martin has a big dunk and you can barely, you know, hear yourself talk because it's so loud in the Carver Center. It definitely propels us into a lot of big wins, which, you know, helped a lot during the regular season.
What about the coaching side of things?
Well, I think it just speaks to the sort of the engagement of the Quad Cities in, you know, community affairs. We're so fortunate to be in an area that appreciates and values, I think, the college. You know, they appreciate, the Quad Cities appreciates Augustana College, and there's a ton of sports fans. There's a ton of folks that really enjoy quality college basketball, and so there's a unique opportunity to see a really high level of college basketball being played right in the backyard. And, you know, the attendance reflects the interest, I think, in both the college and in our program. And it's unique, as you said. We're always in the top 4 or 5 in the nation in attendance, and that's out of 440 schools. The last couple of years, we've outdrawn 95% of the NCAA Division II schools in the nation, and we outdraw a third of the Division I schools in the country. So once you get outside of those Power 5 conferences, you know, Big Ten, Big East, ACC, there's not many Division I programs that have the kind of attendance and following we do. So we really count our blessings and appreciate the tremendous fan support.
I had no idea it was even better than so many D1 teams. It's pretty incredible. And so you will have home court advantage for tonight's game. If you win against Aurora, you'll be back at home the very next night to play either the University of Wisconsin-Platteville or Capital University from Columbus, Ohio. I know you two are focused on your first round game because obviously this is a sudden death tournament, but if you make it to Saturday night's game, what can we expect about those two teams?
Well, Capital, we'd be playing the place that President Balls came from. He was the dean of the law school there at Capital before coming to Augustana, although I don't think he'll have divided loyalties. I think he'll be all in for Augustana, but Capital's got a terrific group. They won their conference tournament. Platteville, likewise, had a good regular season, but then played great in their postseason and won the conference tournament. So anybody you're playing this time of year is really kind of on a roll and playing well. And that game will be interesting, the Platteville Capital game, really in all of the projections is a pick 'em game. So hard to tell how that will go. But either way, we're going to be playing somebody that's really playing well.
And this last question is for Nolan. You're a senior at Augie. Not only are you about to start the final stretch of your college basketball career, you're also about to start the final stretch of your college career, since Augustana's spring term starts up next week. Over the past 4 years, how on earth have you managed to balance your full-time studies with the huge time demands of playing for one of the best D3 basketball teams in the country? Because that's pretty darn impressive to me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's definitely been a lot of effort, a lot of time management, and you know, learning how to organize, schedule, and things like that. Both of those two aspects of my life take up a lot, so I don't really have much of a social life because of it. So most of my time either is in the gym, training, doing rehab on my body, or studying for class. So if you eliminate social life, it gives you a lot more time to focus on the more important things. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity to come here and play and have the ability to play for a program that has won as many games as we've had, and have a coaching staff and teammates that are very good and support me along that, and also have the same goals in mind. So when you're around like-minded people, it makes it a lot easier.
And I guess just one more last tidbit. We were talking before the interview, you have an interesting connection to Aurora University. You want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, my little cousin actually plays baseball there. He's a freshman. So right when I saw that name pop up, me and a couple guys on the team kind of chuckled because he's a big Augie fan, because he comes to a lot of our games. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who he's cheering for in the crowd.
Coach and Nolan, thanks for stopping by, and best of luck in the tournament.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Augustana men's basketball coach Gray Giovanni and senior point guard Nolan Ebel. The two will embark tonight on another run for a national championship. In recent years, they have come very close, runners-up in 2015 and 2017. Now it's 2019, so as far as odd-numbered years go, perhaps third time's a charm. Tip-off is 7:30 at the Carver Center in Rock Island against Aurora University.